shut your face. We speak the truth here. We only like to talk about the truth. Real life, nitty gritty shit. Okay. We don't like lies. We don't like liars. We like the real deal. And we also talk to some really cool people. So thanks for listening. Check us out on our Patreon and hit that follow button. Hi, it's Brianna. Welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face. This is another solo episode with me. I figured if I was going to start a podcast, I should probably start talking about topics that are about my particular life and other various things. So hopefully it resonates with people and they can maybe agree or not agree or whatever have you. The whole point's the conversation. So because I was bullied for trying to have a conversation with people, so we have conversations. I want to talk about P. Diddy, the trial, Cassie, and a couple of other like current events. I don't know if anybody has kept up with it, saw it, or any of that type of stuff. But you know, it's definitely not funny, and it's, I think people are forgetting that it's a federal crime. Like, he is on trial for like racketeering and sex trafficking, like federal crimes. This is not like just some random lawsuit that somebody decided to, like, Cassie's not suing him. At first I was like, why do they have her on the stand? But it makes more sense, you know, now. But oh my gosh, like, if you want to have fun in your sex life, as far as like the things that he would do in these so-called parties that he would have and the freak-offs or whatever, I'm the type of person where I don't give a shit. Like, whatever you want to do in your bedroom is what you want to do in your bedroom. If it works for you, that's cool. Like, if the lines are clean and, you know, it's not no, like, nobody's getting hurt and all that kind of stuff, like, okay. You want to swing on batter. That work, whatever works, okay? But the abuse, like the physical abuse, is where the line just, the things that he did to Cassie, probably a lot of other people, are just unimaginable. I wish I knew what that was, because I'm not hitting nothing. Anyways, like, the abuse that he did to her is just, and people have the audacity to go, well, if she didn't like it, she wouldn't have stayed as long as she stayed. If you have never been in an abusive relationship, take physical out of it. Take the whole hotel camera scene out of it where he drags her down the hallway and stuff. Or like knocks her down and kicks her. Take that out. Just sheer mental and emotional abuse, sometimes I think is actually worse. And in order for somebody to control another person, they have to physically, mentally, and emotionally abuse them. A lot of it doesn't even start physical. It starts all up here. They know what they're doing. People know what they're doing when they're saying things. So I don't think P. Diddy would have gotten to where he got unless he had Cassie, and he had to have Cassie controllable. But besides that, like, there was one instance where they talked about how him and her were out to dinner at a public restaurant, eating, dining with other people, and he bald-faced, like, backhand her in her face or punched her, one or the other, and nobody said anything. I can understand, like, that's not my business. Let me stay out of it. And when somebody controls your money, that's even more of a, like, I can understand why people would be scared and not want to do anything and say anything. But me? No, I don't give a fuck how much money that man paid me. I would have said something. It's probably why I'm not in show business. That's why I would have said something. Like, there's no amount of money to me, for me, to hide what's right and what's wrong, and like, or to hide like what's wrong or what things that are just not right. And I can't believe that the other people just sat there and said nothing when this happened. That blows my mind. I can understand their fear. I could see that. I could see why they didn't say anything. But it would be a moral, like, conflict for me. I just don't understand how that possibly happened. And then, I don't know if this will record it with this up here. I don't know if you can still see me or not. I wonder if you can still see me. Yeah, you can still see me. But I don't know what all it's recording when I pull up certain things. Anyways, oh yeah, there it is. I'm going to try to Google this. I'm going to Google a couple of things. Oh, wow. Certain people never even testified, like Eddie Murphy, Leonardo DiCaprio. That's crazy. Like, this is crazy to me, some of the things that have happened. And, you know, then again, like, I just want to say, again, what you want to do in your bedroom, if you want to have fun and swing and you want your girl and to be with another man and all that kind of stuff, go for it. Like, if that works for you and you guys are cool and nobody's like beating each other or killing each other, then go for it. You have that right. But where the abuse happens and the actual crime at hand, like the drugs and the sex trafficking, that's why he's on trial. So a lot of people were, you could look at comments and certain TikToks and stuff where people were like, so why is Cassie on there? She already won a lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, all this kind of stuff with him. To what is exactly on trial for. The other thing is, like, if you've never been in an abusive relationship, physical or mental, you won't understand why Cassie never said anything and never spoke up. Because sometimes people will inflict a level of fear that is incomprehensible. It's like when you are in that scenario, like you are, let's say you're Cassie and you're with him and you see hits he's put out, you see the violence, you see the repercussions if you step out of line, you're gonna not say anything. You're gonna be scared. And you get to that point because they've already mentally just beat you down over and over. And I don't mean like yelling at you and screaming at you, which he obviously did, but some people are very covert about it. They're like very little things that'll get you questioning. Ignoring you as a punishment. It is a science, it is actually a proven fact that ignoring somebody is as close to equal to physical pain. Like when somebody knows you care and you're trying to speak to them and they purposely ignore you, they're trying to trigger you and they're beating you down in your brains what they're doing. I had that happen so many times with people. I'm like, you realize that this is redundant, right? I'm a little more intellectually smarter than that, but when you're young and you don't know, your first thing is to like snap back and do that kind of stuff. And I don't necessarily snap back. I just be like, yo, there's no reason for you to be disrespectful. I'm not being, you're bothering me. No, you're being disrespectful because you could easily respond and alleviate the situation or rectify the situation or whatever have you. Like a simple response. But they won't do that. They ignore you because they want to mentally manipulate you and control you. They either want to trigger you and make you act out so they can call you crazy, which will then down spiral you, or they get you questioning your self-worth. They'll be like, you know, it'll get you to question yourself, like, I'm not good enough for a response. I don't mean anything to you. And then they'll come back and they'll do something that's like meaningful to make you feel like they love you or whatever. And then you'll be like, oh, they do love me. And then they'll switch it up. It's just like, I don't want to keep saying that, but it's like if you've ever seen orcas in the wild and they're killing their dinner, they're like hunting, they will purposely confuse them just, I mean, they will purposely confuse them. And so humans will do that in order to manipulate you and ground you down. And physical, emotional, whatever have you. So obviously he did this to her. And if you don't understand that, you will just won't get it. If you've not been in that situation, you just won't understand. Well, how can somebody stay and put up with that? It's very easy to stay that long when your mind is not what a normal person's loving relationship mind would be at. So, like, it blows my mind that people pass so much judgment on that. Like, she must have liked it. She stayed. She must have liked it. Are you serious? The girl was fucking trapped. Mentally trapped. So, I don't know what the current state is of it right now. But I always kind of wonder, like, where does this money come from? Do they have just money saved up like that? Because obviously their lifestyles cost a lot of money. Can you imagine the legal expenses that this man is, like, racking up? Day 20 of testimony. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, it's federal sex crimes and trafficking charges. It's not a abuse trial or a domestic violence situation. I don't know how people apparently just don't read. They apparently don't read. So that's crazy. What? Okay, so hold on a second. No, Eddie Murphy, Leonardo DiCaprio didn't testify in sex crimes case. That's correct. So they were supposed to? Are you serious? KC, I'm Googling that. I can understand that. The pressure that somebody would put on somebody to do what they want them to do. Yeah, so I wish more people would be more understanding of the mentality of people that are currently in or have left abusive relationships. Again, not just physical, emotional and mental. I mean, like, even now where Cassie's at with her, she's moved on, she's married, she's got kids, and still was going to walk into traffic because of the trauma that she has endured. I mean, she's this tiny little person. How do you think she's going to beat off this grown man? Literally try to keep him off of her or whatever. Like, well, I mean, what? And then if you would have pushed the woman to like, retaliate, take up for herself, our justice system's so fucked up, she would have been put on trial for murder and probably locked up. So, like, what do you expect people to do? That's my question. Like, what do you expect somebody to do? It's almost like the people that bitch or complain about somebody else's situation, they don't have any solutions. They just got bitching and complaining. That's all they got. You would have got mad at her for his ass. What do you want? On to some other things that I wanted to talk about. The riots in LA. I just kind of saw some TikToks on this. And maybe I'm the only person with common sense here. Maybe not. But how are you going to protest for a country that you don't want to live in? If you love it so much to protest it, your ethnicity, where you're from, Mexico, why are you not living there? On top of that, do you go to Chick-fil-A and criticize them for not providing you a hamburger? So So why do you think it's okay to come into America and demand it to be the way you want it to be? See, this is one of the things, whether you are, I told myself this podcast would not be about politics, and it's not. But politics are kind of directly related to certain issues and things that I have talked about and will continue to talk about. And whether you like Trump or not, okay, he has given our country a backbone that we have not had for quite some time. We have tried to be the hero. We're going to come in and be the hero with all this money that we don't fucking have. We are so in debt. It is insane. Because America is the best country, so we have to help everybody. Okay? I understand that emotional stance, Karen, but you can't help people if you aren't taking care of yourself. And it's just like, it amazes me that people think we should just let this slide when other countries would not let it happen. Other countries have and continue to do deportations of illegal immigrants in their countries, also known as Americans. So if we go over there and we don't do like we're supposed to do, they're going to send us back. So why is it different when we do it? It's the double standard that our country and the rest of the countries in the world have had. It's like, you know, I was talking to a guy about it at where I go drop some orders off. I have to go like a couple of times a week, once or twice a week, something like that. He's a really cool dude. And we got to talking about like just human evolution and religion, non-religion, like all kinds of stuff. And he's really cool because he's so open-minded. And he's just like, it's a great conversation because nobody's getting offended. We're just fucking talking. Okay. Like not like we're going to be able to do anything about this, whatever. So we got to talking about this the other day and he's like, you know, there are rules when you enter people's houses or when you go to various schools, right? Okay, you have rules set in place for businesses, all types of places and things. So America, we have rules too, and it's called get a citizenship. It's called pay X amount of money, do this, do that, take this test, know this and know that. Why should this just be pushed aside because you feel bad for this 15-year-old girl or this baby? Or this family. I get it. I understand. It'll pull you at your heartstrings. But do you think that Mexico's gonna give a fuck about you? Do you think Brazil, South America, France, Switzerland, the Netherlands, do you think all of these other countries are gonna go, you know what? You're right, I feel bad. You can stay. You can stay and not pay any taxes. I know you're working hard, so that's cool. You ain't got to pay nothing. I work hard too, homie. I bust my ass too. But I also pay my taxes like I'm supposed to do to live in this country. So I just don't understand how people think that the rules should all of a sudden just be pushed aside. Oh, nope, nope, nope. No rules for them. I'm sorry, what? It's a slap in the face to all of the Americans, whether you are from here or not, who did like they were supposed to do, who got their citizenships or who were born on American soil and are, you know, whatever, citizens, whatever have you, the law, I don't know the laws for that stuff, but it's a slap in the face to those people. And then on top of that, like, I really feel bad for the policemen and the military that are out there. And that governor, I don't like, I'm trying not to be political, but you're a dumb fuck is what you are. You're pissed off because you done been letting this happen in your state. That's what that is. And I'm glad Trump don't really give a fuck about what you're saying. I'm glad that he's just fixing it. And it's like nobody else seems to see the opportunity that's going to come for them. You know, Americans bitch and complain because there are no jobs because illegals take them. Okay, well, illegals work, so maybe now you get to work. Or do you want to bitch about that? I'm going off in a rant. I saw a girl on TikTok complaining. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. You always got to take things that you see with a grain of salt. I have learned that, okay? But she said that her EBT card would not work for her nails now. I'm sorry. You were getting your nails done on our dollar. And I'm sitting here busting my ass, sacrificing to pay my bills and just be a good person, and you pissed off because our tax dollars won't pay for your nails. I'm sorry. Oh, what? The audacity. Like, the audacity. It's gotta be a joke. It's gotta be like Prodigy or something. I might have said that wrong. Maybe I was raised differently. I've got to be raised differently sometimes, because when I see things like that, I'm like, are you serious right now? Oh. Then one more thing I wanted to talk about. I put this on my, like, hold on a second. Let me Google this. I put a, like, question on the podcast Facebook page. And I've done this, like, for a couple years now, like, just random questions and stuff. And this one was, who would you pick between Elon Musk and Donald Trump? Because they have, like, apparently had a little falling out or whatever. I don't know. Like, they were talking crap, or Musk was talking crap. And I have come to the conclusion it's a bromance. Somebody made that comment and I was like, yeah. And then somebody else made the comment that it's staged. And I thought like that possibility crossed my brain waves at one point. I was like, this is not, there's no way that they really acted like this. But regardless of who Musk is, the president, whatever have you, okay, the facts of the situation with Elon is that he has been or is still the highest paying taxpayer in America by a lot. So it makes perfect sense that he would be the person to go, okay, well, where's this money going? He's obviously paying his taxes. Awesome. Okay. So if I was him, I would want to know where my money's going. For sure. I'd be like, I'm the highest paying taxpayer, dude. What you doing with this money? So to sit there and say that what he has done is not a good thing is diabolical to me. I'm like, what? Huh? Wouldn't you want to know this? You think that you just have to give it and not say anything about it? Little or small or big or whatever the amount is, it's still money that you're given and paid. It's same thing if you paid Duke Power and you never got your power. Be some mad motherfuckers. Y'all be protesting outside Duke Power. Where is my power? We paid you. Where is it at? It's the same thing with the government. And I think this is amazing, because even though I was raised to, you know, respect the blue, respect the government, you like certain things are, like, I was kind of raised like they're untouchable in a sense of this is authority. So you just do what authority tells you to do and you don't question it, which I still very much believe in that. You know, obviously, it's a level of respect that kind of goes to anybody. But when money's involved, and now that I've gotten older, I've realized that, okay, well, our country is a business. It's not just some random place where you give all your money and don't say anything else about it and work your back off and your ass off till you die. It's a business, and it's ran like a business, and it's okay to question things. And the fact that Elon Musk went in and said, this is what we're going to do. We want to look at this fucking shit. I think it's amazing. I think it's the best thing since sliced fucking bread. Because the things that he has found, a lot of people are piggybacking some money. Not my problem. Or the American people's problem. And a lot of people are realizing that you can't just trust the government. Those people that were screaming this years ago were called crazy. They're not crazy now. You know, a democracy is, we're supposed to vote on this. Like, we're supposed to have something to say about this. So, I might take that out because I don't know if that's exactly true or not. But, like, I didn't study this shit. I quit high school, so. Democracy at its core is a system of government where power ultimately resides in the people. Never mind, we're not going to take it out because it's correct. Who have the right to participate in decision making. So let me ask you a question. If you bust your ass for 100 grand a year, which ain't shit anymore, okay? Let's say you bust your ass for 100 grand a year and you give the government what you're supposed to give them, whatever percentage of that is, 15 grand, 20 grand, whatever have you, okay? We're not supposed to ask, what are you doing with that money? I mean, yeah, we don't want to micromanage you. We know you got a mommy and a daddy already, but like, as we the people should know this stuff. I think it's badass. Anyways, I would really like to know. I would really wish that they would like, I could pick up the phone and call them and be like, yo, what are y'all doing? Like, what's up? What, why are y'all going to social media on this? But I'm reading just now, this is CNBC, I don't necessarily know if this is true or not, like, I don't trust shit. But it says, Elon Musk says he regrets some social media posts he made about Trump. Probably so. When you make decisions off of emotions, you can't do that. Public feud. I don't see where Trump went too much, but... He said he regrets it because they went too far on X. I guess, one big, beautiful bill act. I don't know what that is. I don't know what he's talking about there. Again, this podcast is not trying to go into politics in that depth. It's just kind of talking about relatable viewpoints on certain things and, you know, things that happen and that people are aware about, and this is something that happened that people were aware about. But in the comments on my Facebook page, people are hilarious because to me it's really a lighthearted post. It's not like nothing serious, but some people are like, send them to death. Okay, it's not like we don't want to do that. Calm down, homie. And people really actually get very emotional about these people. I don't understand that. I don't get emotional. Like, I don't hate people. On the contrary, I don't really... I'm a very non-emotional person because I understand that in business or when it comes to money and survival and things of that nature, you just don't have any emotion in it. Like, those ICE agents in LA and the police in LA, even Trump, has to be non-emotional to make the decisions that are necessary to keep our country afloat and successful. It's why you can't have emotion in this situation. If we all looked at all these little babies and families, we wouldn't break them up. We would be like, okay, you could just stay here in the country. No problem. Even though the country's in debt and we can't afford to keep you. You see what I'm saying? You can't have any emotion. So... And a lot of people have a lot of emotion in those comments. And it's just like, it's not that big of a deal to me. But to some people it is. Now, in other various things. I was going to talk about something else. Communication in business. Stay with me. Stay with me. My ADHD is... It blows my mind the amount of people that cannot properly reply or introduce themselves to a very seemingly obvious normal circumstance. So I conduct most of my business on social media. It's online. It's not anything face to face. I post orders so people see that we're here. It's legit, not any question. To me, I run it as if it was a brick and mortar. So when somebody addresses me, when they look at a story, when they call me, email me, or whatever, I'm going to respond. I'm going to address them as if they're walking into a restaurant and you're the hostess. Hey, welcome. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Apparently, other people think that if you approach them through text, call, or social media, that they don't have to have that same type of respect. Then these are the same people that kind of have the same audacity to go, well, why isn't my business succeeding? Because you won't pick up the fucking phone. That's why. Because you won't answer a message. That's why. You think that Amazon would be successful if we just looked at orders that come through and go, nope, we're not going to speak to them. Oh, God, no, don't speak to them. It might be a person. I'm sorry, what? Anyways, this is why you can't. This is why. This is the perfect, like, example of why there is no emotion in business. Because a lot of customers that come to Amazon, they want a good deal and they want it quick. And so they get that. And it doesn't matter who they get it from. That's a non-emotional decision. Whereas on social media, respectfully, face to face with, let's say me, they see me. Oh, no, we don't want to buy from her. We don't like her. But you'll buy from me when you don't know it's me? You see, you can't make decisions based off of emotions. You in business. You have to not make decisions based off of emotion when it comes to business. There was a video somebody posted. I can't remember who it was. That said, people do business with people they like. That's a lie. Don't believe that. People do business with people that they trust. That's who people do business with. I could not like you. As a matter of fact, I do business with a lot of people I don't particularly like. But I trust them that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. There's a big difference. You could like somebody and not trust them too, on the contrary. There's plenty of people that I like and I think are amazing human beings, but I don't know if I would trust them with my money. So, it, to me, if you want to be successful in business, not that I'm some whatever, okay, but if you want to be successful, you have got to take the emotion out of it. Everybody's money's green. Everybody's money's green. There have been, oh my God, I have so many situations where people were like, oh, we're not going to do business with you, but their competitor did. But that's not my decision. It's funny because it's not me. It's usually people do that because they are making an emotional decision, you know, that they shouldn't be making based off of their own personal preference. It's the same thing when people are talking to me about merch that they want or promotional products that they want. Just because you want it doesn't mean that your potential customer is going to want it. It's not about you. Like, you know that scene in Joe Dirt where he goes up to the fireworks stand? It's like brilliant. He goes up to the fireworks stand and he's like, yo, do you have any of this? And the guy goes, no, I just have what I like. Well, that's why you're not selling any fireworks, because it's not about what you like. It's about what the consumer is willing to buy. And that's how I try and have always tried to make my decisions when it comes to business. I take my personal preference out of it, and I try to look at the logistics and the logical common sense of it. And it's frustrating me when I see people not able to do that. Or just making just careless things. Like, they'll preach about how they want sponsors and they want customers and they want to grow on the internet, but I'm sitting in your DMs and you can't answer me? I'm a potential customer, but you're being rude to me. You're ignoring me. We're not going to fill that order. We don't like that person. I don't know that person. We're not going to fill that order. You can't do that. you're not going to get anywhere. But I will say this, these clubs and associations, some of them want to keep it small so that it'll keep their points high so they won't have any competition, which, you know, if that's how you want to run it, go for it. I think it's sleazy, but if that's what you want to do, go for it. But sometimes that's what people have to do. They don't want to grow the club. They just make it out like they do, because if they grow it, they'll have more competition, which means they'll lose their points, which will fuck with their money and their advertising for whatever stud, barn, whatever they've got. So, and you might not be ready for that conversation. That's okay. But that's what a lot, some of them do, and that's cool. We'll just move on to the next one. But the only thing about that is that time's going to run that out at some point. You're going to have new, fresh come in at some point, if you want or don't want. But, you know, the times will change. So you might have a crowd now that's really good, you're winning, and you've got people that are younger in their teens or whatever. And then when they get to their 20s and they're off to college, you've got another fresh set down here that could beat you. And you probably would have been better if you would have continued to grow the club instead of keeping it stagnant. So now you have screwed yourself. Hopefully that makes sense to somebody. I don't know. But that's just my take on it. When it comes to business, you got to take your emotion out of it. Because every time, at least for me in my past, and I'm 41 years old, every time I have made decisions based off of emotion, like emotion, they were bad decisions. Ended up being bad decisions. Even with the lawsuit and the chick in Elm City and all of that, I had to sit back and think, which I gave her multiple chances to stop, and she didn't. So, you know, she did that to herself. But I had to sit back and think, okay, is this me or is this really happening? And a lot of people think that I lost a lot of money and it was pointless and da 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 da. I did it. And it was not a waste of money. It was an investment, because now I have a solid core thing that I can show people and that I have to back me up. And that person, those people, don't have anything. So I had a choice. I could have easily pushed it to trial and gotten paid a one-time check versus having this apology video and having this like conclusion to back me up. Even in the description, like even in the like settlement, I made sure it said that I could talk about it. That was worth more than a check for the money I lost, because I lost money. So I went for the moral right character thing to do, which was to make it right, which was to make them make it right. And I have that for me forever. If I would have just taken the check, I wouldn't have had the apology video and the public correctness. So to each their own when it comes to that type of stuff. Like it all depends on, you know, your situation. It's something I didn't want to do. I tried so hard not to do it. I tried so hard. I was like, people will see that I'm working. People will see my action over the words. People will see it. People aren't dumb. They'll see it. And it got to the point where people are not seeing this. They're not seeing it. For the longest time, people were like, she's posting stuff to brag. No, I was posting stuff so you didn't worry. So many misconceptions. But we ain't about to get into all of that. Thank you for coming to another episode on Shut Your Face, where we talked about current events that I think are cool to be able to talk about it. I think it's cool that you have a place where you can speak your opinion and be chill. I still don't know who I got $5 on.